The suit was filed directly to the state Supreme Court on behalf of members of Wisconsin Family Action. It challenges part of the new state budget that will allow same-sex couples to register with counties to receive some of the same rights and legal protections as married couples. Brian Rahm is an attorney with the National Group Alliance Defense Fund, which is bringing the lawsuit. He says the new law creates a legal status that's substantially similar to marriage.
And Wisconsin's marriage amendment prohibits any institution of a legal status that is intended to mirror marriage. And that's what we have here. We have a situation where the politicians have passed a law that violates the will of the Wisconsin voters, and in turn the constitutional amendment that was voted on by a majority of the people of Wisconsin.
The new registry will be open to same-sex couples starting in August. It will entitle domestic partners to hospital visitation rights and work leave rights, among other protections. The lawsuit names Governor Jim Doyle as a defendant. Lee Sensenbrenner is the governor's spokesman.
This is very specific, an open set of protections for a committed couple, and it just meets some basic expectations.
The nonpartisan legislative council drafted a memo in May that said these new protections are not substantially similar to marriage. The memo said that's partly because of what the protections don't include, namely some of the property rights that go along with marriage. The memo also said it would ultimately be a court that would reach the final conclusion. Conservatives hold a majority on the state's high court, although justices have yet to rule on anything tied to the marriage amendment. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.